the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Listen to that.
Listen to the... Well, listen here. See, Sean can keep this going. Listen. We put this in just for fun. Check that out. Yeah, right? And we can just let that mix just roll if we want to. That depends on what kind of mood Shanto's in, right? Pretty cool stuff. Thank you, Sean, for doing that. Appreciate it. Debuting a new intro. Welcome inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. That is just flat out the bomb. And I'm glad to be able to bring you that debut of that new intro today. Really cool stuff. And thanks to Lead Slingers. Believe me, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, is going to be here in the next hour. This is CEO show, isn't it? CEO Sunday. Just had Justin Moon. Let me quickly recap the previous hour if you missed it. Alan Gottlieb, he brings it. What can I tell you? It's Alan. If you missed it, go back and listen on my podcast. I'll have that up sometime late for you tonight after the program is over. And then, of course, CEO Justin Moon. Justin is so cool. And he is so fun to talk to and work with in person. I can't wait to get him in the studio as he was at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show with us. Justin is just, oh, man, so filled with ideas and advice and punditry and so in tune with what's happening to our right to bear arms. You know, let me go to my next guest, which is Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Hey, Andy, welcome in the studio with me, man, on the Lead Slingers mic, bro, Crossbreed Holster Studios. How you doing? Come on, I can hear you. Come on. There he is. Do we have him? Did we drop him? Is he still there? Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, are you there? Don't pull a Joe Biden on me, huh? He's probably yelling into the phone right now. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Andy? Do we have you?
There we are. Hey, there you are, buddy.
There we are. Hey, man. Are you Joe Bidening out? Did you forget we were here?
Let me tell you, I am Obama Biden, and I am going to reelect President Donald Trump.
How you doing, man?
Oh, Mark, it's good to talk to you. It's been such a long time. You've been crazy. I've been crazy. What the heck's going on, brother?
Well, I'll tell you. Lots of fun stuff to talk with you about. I'm glad we could bring you in. And listeners, I think I made it sound like I was going to bring Donna Fiducia and Don Nguyen in this segment. That's next segment. I Bidened out too. What can I tell you? It's very busy. We got a lot going on. But hey, Andy, it's CEO Sunday, and Justin Moon from Car Arms, man, so fun to have on, and all the cool products that they do. I'm just really excited. And then we got the debut, the new intro, and the Lead Slingers and everything. What do you think about the new intro, bro?
Dude, I absolutely love it. You are killing it, brother. And here's the thing about radio, and especially talk radio. The content is about 90% of it. But when you get that flashy stuff, and you get the intro, and you get everything sounding sweet, it just is the icing on the cake and makes it sound oh so sweet. And the listeners absolutely love it, brother. So you're killing it. Congratulations.
Well, we're also being listened to on KQAM in Wichita, Kansas right now. KQAM listeners, you know we love you to death. You've been with us forever. We love you guys. Andy, you're going to go back to, can I say that, or should you, or am I not allowed to? Am I breaking a rule?
And no, let's go ahead and say this. So this has not been made public in any way, shape, or form yet. I have been gone out of Kansas and Wichita and KQAM for 6 months. We came back to the great state of Ohio to visit some family. And, Mark, I got to tell you, I miss Kansas. I miss it a lot. So this is going to be the official announcement, so everybody get ready. But we are coming back to Wichita, Kansas, and back to the great KQAM area. And I am so excited to come back to the area. We've strategized, and we'll be back there in a few weeks. And I couldn't be happier, brother. I realize that Kansas is really home to me instead of Ohio. Ohio's always going to be home, and this is where all my family and all the friends are. But we have so much family and loved ones and friends out in Kansas as well that we just have to make the trip back, brother. So we're coming back.
KQAM, you're coming in as an operational capacity, And I'm sure that the fine folks out in Wichita, you got Andy coming back. You're going to love him. He's awesome. Well, you already know that. I don't have to tell you that. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and working with you and maybe bringing the show from KQAM again. And, you know, that would be a tremendous amount of fun. So welcome home, Kansas. Welcome home, Andy. That's awesome. All right, listen, we haven't had John in a while. Let's get some thoughts from you about all the crazy stuff that's going on, because I know you're way in tune with this stuff. You got your own show that you've been running online and everything until you can get everything together. So tell us what you think, because let's start with Biden. You know, this is a big deal where Joe Biden, it appears he's going to get the nomination, is now, you know, making it very clear that he wants, hell yes, we're going to take your guns away, Beto O'Rourke. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you're laughing. The fact that he's this locked in the fact that he's going to lose the election. I mean, Beto O'Rourke had less than 1% support because of his Second Amendment issue. We talked about this before. The three candidates that made the gun issue, the anti-gun issue, the priority of their campaign, Eric Swalwell, Kamala Harris, and Beto O'Rourke, all three of them made the Second Amendment issue the focal point of their campaign. And guess what? All three of them were done. None of them got more than 1% or 2% support. The fact that Joe Biden's bringing on Beto O'Rourke to handle the Second Amendment issue shows his stance on it. As he tries to play off the moderate stance, as he tries to play off the fact that he's the middle of the road, the old guard, he's going to kind of go with the flow, he's going to make everybody happy. He's taken that hard line of a stance. Every Democrat gun owner in this nation's red flag just went up. They're concerned as hell of what he's actually going to do about our guns. And guess what? That just made him lose the election right then and there.
Well, you know, I don't know if you had heard Justin in the previous segment talking about Pennsylvania, but he is in Carr. You know, let me tell you a little bit about Justin. Justin, really, he put the money where the mouth is. When the SAFE Act was signed by gun grabber in chief up there, that greasy, sleazy Cuomo. Wow, New York, man. Yeah. You got some work to do, boy. You really do. Schumer, him, other. It's just, it's cringy. But here's the deal. Once it was signed, you know, Carr decided to take action and move the operation across the border into Pennsylvania into a gun-friendly state. And most everybody that was there, jobs came with them, and it was wonderful. And that's what Justin stands for, okay? He stands for that freedom. Now, you know, when we go back to what you were just talking about, that Pennsylvania area, you think, okay, he's going to lose this election because of that. Let me go back and point out what Alan Gottlieb was mentioning and what Justin and I talked about, because you probably missed that. And that was a lot of Democrat gun owners in PA, but he's from Scranton. And there's a lot of Democrats in Pennsylvania that believe Joe Biden, over his 40-year-plus career of corruption, is moderate. Did his choice of Beto just blow that out of the water?
Well, they're not going to look into it that way. They're going to see him as, look, what Joe Biden really is he's one of those that's been the middle of the road, wishy-washy, just go with the tide sort of thing. When this came out in this election and he announced he was trying to compete against the Elizabeth Warren, he was competing against the Beto O'Rourke, against the Bernie Sanders, and he went hard left in this election. Yeah, he has a record of being mostly moderate, but he's also had the record of mostly going with the flow and voting with just the status quo Democrat, which is why the Democrats want him to be the nominee over Bernie Sanders, because he's the status quo, go with the flow, do what you're told to do and vote the way you're told to vote.
Well, you've just described an election. Wait, hold on. Stop for just a second, Andy, because what you've done is you've just described, quote unquote, the establishment.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The establishment does not want to lose power of the Democrat Party. That's why they are desperate to make sure Bernie Sanders doesn't get that nomination. They want the status quo. They want the D.C. elite establishment Democrat to get that nomination, which was either going to be Joe Biden or was going to be Michael Bloomberg, because either one of them would have worked beautifully for them to keep Bernie Sanders away. Now that Biden has the momentum, and he very well could potentially get the nomination, and over 100 superdelegates had mentioned that if it goes to a broker convention, that it will not be a Bernie Sanders, even if Bernie Sanders is in the lead in the delegates, it's going to be a Joe Biden nomination. And, I mean, look who he talks about trying to be a running mate, Michelle Obama, because he wants the D.C. establishment, elitist, big status quo Democrat Party that's being shaken up by the Donald Trump administration. So this is another go with the flow. We hate the guns. This is, I mean, look, every Democrat listening that owns a firearm, you cannot support a Democrat Party where the establishment, big government, elitist, whatever, yahoos in the Democrat Party want to take away your guns, even though they say they're moderate, You can keep your handgun. You can keep your hunting rifle, whatever you want. They want to take away the firearm, and this is proof of it, to choose someone like Beto O'Rourke to handle the gun confiscation laws in the country with a moderate go-with-the-flow guy like Joe Biden.
Let me leave you with this, because we're getting ready to take a break. Think about this through this next 4 minutes. Is he using that to play to his base with that Beto O'Rourke right now? And then, in a general, going to shift a little bit more to the center and become a little bit more moderate on guns? Think about that one. We'll ask Andy that when we come back from the break. Coming up in the next half of this hour, yeah, Fox News Live. I'm Donna Fiducia and Don Newen. They'll be here. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed to these Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's microphone. Defender Coffee has become a favorite at my house. My wife, as you know, had the cancer bout a number of 2 years ago in 2017, 100% fine. 100% fine. But we do a lot of organic stuff around the house now, for obvious reasons. And the organic Freedom Roast from Defender Coffee is all we drink. She's put away everything. That's all she drinks. Now I have to order more because we're killing a couple bags, you know, throughout the week now because we drink a lot of coffee at the house. But DefenderCoffee.com, and every time we drink a cup of coffee, I don't mind. Guess what? It supports the Second Amendment Foundation because that's where I choose to give my money. And at the end of the year, they get a big check from Defender Coffee, not just from me, but from everybody who buys Defender Coffee. DefenderCoffee.com. Great sponsor. Derek's awesome. And just a great idea and a perfect fit for Armed American Radio. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, real quick. Andy, I asked you before the break, and we gave you 4 minutes to kick it around. It's a legitimate question, and it's one that we see in campaigns, particularly from the left, because they're the ones that have to flip-flop. It's the conservatives stay conservative. But the Democrats always seem to run this way and then have to try to get themselves back moderate, which tells me they're just a bunch of blowhards and liars, quite frankly. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to shift. They're just not a party of their true convictions. Let's just tell everybody this over here to play to the pace, and we'll move over here. I mean, Republicans love guns, fight for gun rights, and they don't make any bones about it during a campaign. In this particular case, do you believe that Biden is playing to the base with the whole Beto O'Rourke shtick, and then during a general, if he gets the nomination, which he likely will begin to shift, as we see historically, back to the center, as Clinton has done, as we saw Obama do, et cetera? What do you think?
Absolutely. No, they always swing far to the left when it comes to their primary because, yes, that's what the base wants. So, and this is beautifully done for them because, first off, Democrats don't pay close enough attention. Many of them don't. So they're going to lose the focus of what's really going on here. He's playing to the base by going for the radical gun grabber like Beto O'Rourke, coming out and saying, guess what? He's going to be the one leading the charge, taking away the guns. Come the general election, if he gets the nomination, then he can say, well, my stance is that I believe that we're not going to take away the Second Amendment. You can keep your firearms. We're not going to do that because he's already nominated someone else to do that in his administration so he can keep his distance away from it. And he can say, well, I don't know, that Beto guy, you know, he's going to try and do it, but I'm going to be the president, so I'm going to have that say, and I'm not going to do this, and this is my stance. And he's always tried to. I mean, if you remember during the debate, he was the one saying that, well, you can keep your gun. We just have to get those smart guns with, like, the fingerprint thing so that way it's, you know, if someone can't steal it, then we can just have it auto-lock on you so that way it can't be used in crimes. And what other garbage he tries to come out with because he has no idea what he's talking about. But it's beautifully done right now. He's setting it up to where he plays the base with a great candidate that's going to take away the guns, that has a record of trying to take away guns, and then he can distance himself come the general election when it comes to that topic.
Yeah, you know, the scary part about this, and a lot of people are asking this question, I like your response, is because I agree with you on that. I think that will probably happen. I do not believe that Biden or any of his handlers, and I may be wrong, would be stupid enough. For example, when we hear Alan Gottlieb talking about how important Pennsylvania is, of course, Biden being from Pennsylvania, knowing how many gun owners there are in Pennsylvania, to shove Beto O'Rourke, who wants to, hell yes, take their guns away. I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. That's why I told Alan in the first hour that I was taken back. When I saw that, it shocked me a little bit that he moved on that Beto. Clearly playing to the far left base, no doubt. So whether there's a shift there or not remains to be seen. But here's the other part of that, Andy. I don't think Biden has enough left up top for a four-year term that he's going to be making those decisions anyway out front. He's going to be looking like a figurehead, which a lot of people are talking about. And if there's a Beto O'Rourke in there running around as a gun czar and Biden's little marbles gone over here, that's a problem.
Well, it is. And he's playing directly. I mean, if you want to look at historically, he's playing classically into the FDR style politics, where FDR said that it's not going to be him that's going to promote the change of socialism in the country. Right. It's going to be the evolution of it throughout time. That's why we start bureaucracies and the agencies, and we put people in behind the scenes. So when the politician's done and over and gone, the agenda continues to remain. So, yeah, he's playing directly into that same classical type of socialism of let's create someone, a czar per se, to come in and handle it. So even when I'm gone, if my marbles are gone and I can't remember who the heck I am, or if I end up leaving office or whatever the case may be, guess what? Those people are still in power. And until they're physically removed away from it, we dismantle an agency, which, let's be honest, Mark, when was the last time a government agency actually was dismantled? Then it's not going to go anywhere. And we can continue to promote that agenda of taking it away little by little by little without the people realizing it.
That's a great point. It's going to be interesting to see the thing play out. Alan Gottlieb has disagreed with me a little bit on my take on the primaries. We've got a lunch bet on what happens in Virginia during the general election. Let me get your thoughts on that. We've all seen what's happened in Virginia. We know that that's the number one story of the day. In fact, I've been as bold as saying that that's the number one Second Amendment story of my career. And I stand by that. There's been nothing bigger. And it is still playing out. And that story is looming larger and larger as the election draws near and into the next cycle with what's happened there and the response to it. Having said that, now, Andy, my deal was you're going to see Virginia go Trump double digits. That's my friendly bet with Gottlieb. He said it'll go Trump, but I think single digits. So we got a nice friendly lunch riding on it. And I believe that Virginia, you're going to see easily go Trump. I'm saying double digits. I'm staying with that. I think 10% or above. But I also believe in the next election cycle statewide, you're going to see the Democrats lose everything in Virginia and probably be out of power again for at least another century. What are your thoughts?
I completely agree. I would have to say Trump will probably win at single digits would be my guess in Virginia for the general election. But I'm going to go one step further and say both Virginia and Colorado, they're both in kind of the same predicament. They have a Democratic governor. They've both gone very far liberal in their legislature in both chambers. Virginia and Colorado are very, very similar right now, where they decided to go hard, hard left in all branches of their state government, and they're not liking the results. Now, with Colorado going on the drug issue with pot and mushrooms, with Virginia going with the gun issue and the abortion issue, they've both gone very hard left in very different ways, and I think it's beginning to backfire, and a lot of people in both of those states are very upset. So I'm going to see Virginia at least go to Trump. Colorado may go with the Democrats in the general election, but I do see in the next few years, I see both states swinging the pendulum back to the other direction and going a little bit further to the right and getting some Republican majorities back in those states.
That's interesting, because Colorado's electorate has a lot more liberal bend to it than you would find in Virginia relative to its rural areas, where it's extremely conservative and a very well-known, very gun-friendly state. Virginia residents know exactly what I'm talking about. But California's got a little bit of that whole Rocky Mountain High thing going on. Colorado, you're listening right now. You got a little bit more liberal politics in play. You got some more people from California moving out. So it's interesting that you played on that. Clearly, at the governmental level in the state, you're absolutely 100% correct. And it may be far enough left that what your prediction is in Colorado may very well come true because it's too far left. That'll be interesting
it
to
is.
See how that plays out. It's fun to watch.
No, it is. It's very far left, and the pendulum can't stay that way forever. I mean, you have city council people in the Denver city limits saying that they don't believe in private property and they need every bit of private property and every home and every piece of land in Denver city limits to be a commune and owned by the government. So I don't see that lasting for very long, and they got to change things.
That's pure communism. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM. Guess what? He's coming home, Wichita. He's coming home. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We'll be talking to you again real soon. Donna Fiducia and Don Nguyen coming up next. Former Fox News anchor. Don't go away. Back right after this. Thanks, Andy.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
MyPillow. You know what my mom told me about a year ago? You've recorded MyPillow commercials. You've arrived. Because that, I mean, he's, you know, Mike Lindell is everywhere. And I was talking with them just last week, and they said, you need to yell at your audience a little bit. Get them out there on the MyPillows. Boy, I'll tell you what, MyPillow.com. I had a bunch of friends buy some just a few weeks ago. I said, hey, use the promo code. I love the things. AAR is the promo code, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is going to be on the program with me in the very near future. He just sent me a copy of his book signed. It's awesome. If you've never seen his book, we'll talk about it when we get closer to Mike, and I know a date that he's going to be joining us. He's been very busy. But Mike Lindell, quite the story. You heard him co-host the program about a year ago when I was broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair out there on the Midway. Well, not last year, the year before. And he flew out on his jet and met us there at the fair and yeah, just co-hosted the program with us for two solid hours. It was a blast. So I'm looking forward to having him back on. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. Get a great pillow and support the Second Amendment while you sleep. See how that works? Let's go to my next guest right away. I love this. Fox News Live. I'm Donna Fiducia. Donna, how are you? I love
Don,
that. I can't get enough
Donna
of it.
Fiducia. Both of us are here, Mark. It's
and
funny,
Don, how are you?
Back... Yep.
Hey, what's up, bud?
His back's
you,
been
brother.
Bothering him, so he wants get that MyPillow mattress topper thing.
Yeah, thinking about the MyPillow mattress topper.
AAR is the promo code, my man. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I've heard a lot of people use it. In fact, I was just not kidding. I had some friends that live up the street from me that just bought the I guess it's the full body pillow they have. I didn't even know that. and the pillows and the mattress topper, and they love it. And they said not only that, but we actually feel like when we go to sleep, we're actually supporting the right to bear arms. You know, you guys, let's talk about that for a second. A lot of companies are under tremendous pressure to walk away from the Second Amendment and freedoms in America. You've had 150 CEOs that have signed letters to Congress in support of gun control. You know, Dick's Sporting Goods. I think we talked about that before, Donna. But I'd love to get your comment on that. When you've got companies, that's not what America's about. You know, I'd prefer that you sell sporting goods and shut up. I'd prefer that you act and shut up, play basketball and shut up. Your thoughts?
Well, they've got the right to make that move. We've always got the right not to patronize them. I haven't been at a Dick's Sporting Goods store since probably 5 years, 6 years ago, when I went into the one down in Noonan, Georgia, to buy some ammo, and they told me I couldn't carry my gun inside.
That makes
that
sense.
That was the end of that. Haven't been into a Dick's since then. And, you know, let them do, hey, free market. Let them make stupid mistakes.
It hurt the NFL with the Colin Kaepernick crap, too, and they finally sort of came back from that. And, you know, I worked with Jane Skinner at the Fox News Channel. Her husband is Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
And she's not there anymore because she said, you know, I don't need to work anymore, obviously. But the kowtowing is just amazing, and how people say, well, you know, the Fox News Channel, they are good. And I'll say that when I was there, it was better. I hate to say it. It's slipping. But what's happening is, in my opinion, they're giving into popularity. It's like they almost want to be, I'm not saying not Fox, but in general, a lot of these businesses, they want to be in with the in crowd. And it's so ridiculous. We've had the Second Amendment for, what, 235, 40 years? All of a sudden, we don't need it anymore. That's got to tip you off right there. Something's wrong with the government.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that in that frame, because you're right about that. And, Don, you're correct, too. They have a right to do whatever they want. Man, I'll stand by their right to speak whatever they want to say, however crazy it is. What I'm getting at is I don't understand, as a business owner myself over the years, I do not understand what would make a business owner want to make a public decision when they sell sporting goods, including firearms and firearm-related materials, to want to alienate half the country in such a polarized. Why would you do that and then, what, lose a quarter of $1 billion and say that's okay? It's not okay when you're the CEO whose sole responsibility is to make money, not lose money. Donna, let me start with you. Yeah, they can say what they want, but why would they do it?
I think Michael Savage said it the best. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They will go down in flames before they admit that what they're doing is wrong. Look at how every single country that's turned into socialism has turned into communism. It fails 100% of the time. Where is the common sense? We're humans. We're supposed to have that higher intellect. It's just not there. And it starts with the public education system. Don and I talk about this all the time, but to me, public education right now is child abuse.
Yeah, I don't. Don, let me let you jump in here. Cowboy Logic Radio, you guys talk about this stuff. It's bad out there. And then after I hear your thoughts, I want to get you guys to answer a question for me. I'm going to go to AOC for a minute. Y'all explain in just a second. But Don, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I totally agree. I mean, if you've got an individual or a board of directors that's running a company and they will turn around and vote Democrat at election time, you're dealing with mental midgets. They're going to make stupid business decisions. They're making stupid social decisions. They're making stupid political decisions. So what's to keep them from making stupid business decisions?
You know, I learned a long time ago, and I was taught this in business college. I have a degree in business management. And I learned a long time, never make a decision when you're emotional. Get it out of your system so that you can clear your head and make a rational business decision. But that right therein lies the difference between conservatives and liberals. Emotional reaction, right?
Well,
versus
liberals live emotional.
Everything they do is emotional. AOC has a degree in economics. Would you know that?
But you know what's interesting, guys?
University of Boston College. It's a joke.
I don't see the professor standing up telling the world, I'm the guy that taught her everything she knows. I don't know who the guy is. Let's go to AOC briefly for a second. And I'm going to give her some slack here. I've done this before, and I'll explain what I mean here in just a second. But she's very young. She's 30 years old. Her entire life, she's been fed liberal garbage. She's been told her entire life that the planet is warming. It's our fault. She's been everything that she's learned has been reinforced in everything she's watched, everything she's read, whatever she was taught in school. So it's kind of hard to blame her, but she's not old enough to remember like I am and like we are here together as a trio. When if you remember, and Donna, you probably reported on the Ice Age was coming in the 70s and 80s. Remember?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it was now it's falling apart.
And the world was coming to an end. Well, it was global warming. It was global, you know, whatever, freezing. So now they're not sure what it's doing, so it's climate change. So this way, no matter where it goes, see, you were right.
That's exactly right. They did change the terminology, Don. Can we really blame the younger generation when that's what they're being fed? I take a lot of the heat myself as our generation. Because I think we allowed this to happen. We've got to take some responsibility here, right?
I've got two boys, 22 years old and 27 years old, younger than AOC. They are well-trained young men that turned out to be conservative. I not only blame AOC for just being a stupid individual, I blame her parents. I also blame the school system.
It's
to grow up and be 30 years old and behave like AOC, she's got a mental malfunction someplace, and she was raised poorly.
Well, Winston Churchill said it best. If you're a conservative in your 30s, you have no heart. You're a liberal in your 50s or your 40s, I think he said back then, you have no brain. Now let's say it's the 50s. But still, the thing is, you can't govern on emotion, but emotion is what sweeps a lot of these despots into power. We have a friend from South Africa. We just interviewed her. There's been a huge amount of crime in South Africa post-apartheid because the African National Congress is essentially killing off white people. There's just no other way to say it. And farmers, and they wonder why they have no food. She can't get her family out of there. She came to the United States business. Yeah, she married an American. She still can't get her family out of there. But she said, look, you know, she's probably maybe 40. So 20 years ago when apartheid was coming in.
Hey, Donna, let me stop you. Let me stop you. That music means we're taking a break. I apologize. I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to what you were saying. Wasn't watching my clock. We're going to come back and let Donna Fiducia finish her thoughts. We're talking with Don Newen and Donna Fiducia, Cowboy Logic Radio. Don't go away. Back right after this. Fun stuff. We're going to talk about guns, too, and emotions. They go together.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. to hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, they got guns on that boat, too. I know that for a fact. I do know that for a fact. Oh, so much fun. The Desperado Sport Fish Crew, Sebastian Gorka. Welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And for the first time, this week, I'm able to say, coming to you on the Lead Slingers microphone, that's pretty cool. Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slinger Spirits, is going to be here in the next hour with my Washington, D.C. correspondent, formerly of One American News Network, White House, and D.C. Capitol Hill correspondent, Mr. Neil McCabe. You know Neil. He's been a regular contributor for years on the program. I'm talking with Donna Fiducia and Don Newen. Let's start with Donna. Donna, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good. And you know, Mark, so what we were talking about is South Africa, unfortunately, yes, could become a blueprint for what's happening in the United States. Our friend, again, who is a victim of a violent crime in South Africa, as well as her family. And what's happening is she said, well, you know, 20 years ago, I was thinking this is just great stuff. I voted for the African National Congress. I voted to get rid of apartheid because young people don't really, they haven't lived enough. I sound like my mother. You kids today.
Funny how that happens,
lived
right?
Enough to really know what's exactly. It happens too fast. You know, but that's AOC. That is AOC. Mm-hmm. And she's such a dope that she's going to let this happen to this country. Does she realize she was a barista a year ago? And,
no.
And look what this country has given her. Give me a break here. You just can't be that stupid.
Oh, no, they can. They can and they are. And it's really, really sad and it's really pathetic. And Don, what Donna just mentioned, I want to get your thought and then go back to her on this. I've asked this question on the show before, and I know you guys listen to the program. You may have heard me ask it before, but I really want to hear this from you. We're at a point now where when we take a look at Virginia, Donna, we've discussed it before together on my show and yours, what we see what's happening there. It is this remarkable window. We've been given this opportunity to watch what they want to do at the federal level. If they attain all three levers of power in D.C., what's going on in Virginia would be the model for the country. Hence why when Biden says he wants to bring Beto O'Rourke in, it's so scary. But it begs this question. Don, let me start with you. What is it about that agenda, about that socialist leftist agenda, and let's go to Virginia first, that they don't want to, when they first take power after 25 years, that they don't want to fix schools, that they don't want to fix insurance in the state, that they don't want to fix crumbling roads and bridges in the state, that they don't want to fix the Blue Ridge Parkway, that they don't want to fix the tunnels in Chesapeake, but they make it a point to go after the law-abiding citizens' firearms first. What is it about this agenda that requires you to be disarmed?
Well, absolutely nothing about the agenda other than nobody would tolerate it. So the only way that they can get people to tolerate and submit to it is going to be disarming. Look at as Donna was talking earlier, South Africa. Look at it as a blueprint for what's going on here in America. Look at Venezuela. Look at right. Cuba. You know, all we got to do is learn from history, and we can understand everything that's going on. And those that don't care to learn from history are going to be following around doing exactly what liberals are doing, which is why for Lent this year I opted to give up liberals.
I love it.
And he's
Donna.
Hey, Mark, listen, one tail bit on that. You know, all of us that are conservatives and libertarians understood that the 2016 election was critical. We all got that. We yes. all came out in armies, and we took care of business. We've got Trump in office, and for the first 2 years of this, we had control of the House and the Senate. Now, 2018 rolls around. What happens? We get a little soft, and what happens is we lose the House. And we saw what happened when that took place. It right. was an absolute miserable last 2 years. The thing is, 2020, I know you're beating this drum. 2020 is absolutely critical. Do we all sit around and talk about the fact that we think Trump can annihilate Biden or Bernie Sanders? Sure. But we cannot sit back. We have got to drive people to the polls. We have got to make this as heavy duty as when Reagan took the entire country.
And you know, you're right about that.
Sweep.
You're correct, and apathy is going to crush us. Apathy is going to crush us.
It absolutely will. And the thing is, we got to get upset about this. We got to get angry. We have to take the gloves off. We got to stop playing the nice Republican, conservative, libertarian model that we've been doing for decades, and now we take it off, and we don't tolerate liberals anymore. We don't tolerate their lies. We don't tolerate their games. We call them exactly what they are, and we crush their will to live in November.
And the thing is, Mark, right. the Democrats cheat. They've done everything they can to cheat. In California alone, in San Diego County in 2016, 138% of eligible voters voted. Gee, how right. does that work? Okay? So the point is, they circle the wagons. The Republicans eat their young. You've still got idiots like Bill Kristol and Mitt Romney up there. They're never Trumpers. And the thing is, Donald Trump is running and has achieved just about everything that Mitt Romney ran on against Barack Obama. And right. he's delivered on it. And this jerk can't even back Trump? I mean, this is insane. What you're talking about, Lent. I gave up cursing for Lent. I put CNN on, forget it. It's gone.
Yeah, it lasted about 4.5
as a
seconds,
Jersey
Mark.
Italian, that didn't last at all. If I can put I mean, I just scream at the TV. It's so frustrating.
You should have known better than that, Donna. That's tough to do.
No, it was a joke. I mean, it's a total joke. Last 4.5 seconds.
2 minutes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, turning on CNN, it's crazy. Yeah, we're at a point where it's so bad now. Guys, let me, in the essence of time here, let me try to cram in as much as I can. Gun owners are going to play a huge role in what you were talking about, Don, and I am beating that drum. It is critical that Trump win this election. Now, last week, Alan Gottlieb told us that, and this was, gosh, he was so optimistic. He had just met with Laura Trump in the White House, and he had just met with their pollster, and he came out of that meeting just feeling that it was a well-oiled machine, and it was looking good. The Trump campaign now is well-heeled, well-oiled, and they know what they're doing. So a lot of positives out of that. But gun owners, we have to be reminded, are going to be the ones, as we see in Virginia, that are going to come to the polls and get energized, as we do every single time. And it's what's going on in the state of Virginia is energizing us. And Gottlieb's told us he's never seen the gun owner in America so energized ever. That's a huge feather in our cap, Donna, isn't it?
I agree. But we have to get extra energized. I'm telling you, man, we have got to take the House so strongly. We've got to add seats to the Senate, and we got to keep Trump in there because we got four more years to figure out what the hell we got going on in the bullpen, which is what I see nothing right now in the bullpen. We've got 2020 is more important than 18 and 16 turned out to be.
If Joe Biden gets in there, which they're pushing Joe Biden because they know that he's got some sort of situation with mental issues, quite frankly, and I'm not a shrink, so I'm not going to pass judgment on that, but it's pretty obvious the guy can't even put two sentences together. So what does that mean? He's going to be a figurehead. The deep state is going to run everything.
Yeah, and
this
that's really scary.
There, but she's going to
it's
be running
frightening,
the ship.
Guys.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but you got
to
worry.
Hey, guys,
Don,
I got to stop you. Donna, I hate to do it. That music means we're taking a break and we're getting ready to end this hour. You guys are going to come back in the very near future within the next couple weeks. I got a whole bunch more I want to talk with you about. Donna Fiducia and Don Nguyen, Cowboy Logic Radio. Look it up online, Cowboy Logic. You'll love it. It's a tremendous amount of fun. When we come back, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, is going to be here. How cool is that with that new intro? And Neil McCabe. Don't go away. Back right after this.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.